Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Man, I should have gone to the restroom.
Go now. I can let Lindsay vamp for a second while you, you do a little peeing. We can make it happen.
That just means, though, that we need to get finished sooner.
Yeah.
You know, so how about now? Thank you for joining us today. That was
it. Yeah.
Let's go. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. See ya.
Okay, so today is the Friday, so it's One Star Strip Club Reviews, if Riggins even bothered to do it.
Not only did I bother to do it, I enjoy doing it today because there are some in here that are some of the weirdest reviews I've ever seen. If you've never joined us for a One Star Strip Club review, this is where we go across the country, visit real strip clubs, and read real one star reviews from Google, Yelp, Facebook, all over the place. We're covering it all. We'll start in Fort Wayne, Indiana, at a place called Showgirls 3. Anthony left a one-star review. "I got a lifetime ban for touching a dancer's dollar bills on stage. I was just organizing them for her because guys were just throwing the money up there. I went outside to smoke, and the doorman came outside and threatened me and robbed me, saying if I didn't give him all the cash, he was calling the cops." One star. He's just trying to help.
He was organizing it.
He was organizing the dollars that people threw on stage.
Huh.
That would take 20 minutes. You can't organize all that.
Yeah, and just keep your hand. Just but don't mind touch your the money.
Mind your business.
You're lucky you didn't get whooped right there from the stripper herself.
But yeah. Did the guy have ones on him? That's what I'm wondering. So he says, give the money back. If he didn't have a bunch of ones in his pocket, then he didn't take them.
Yeah, true.
Right.
Yeah, he said, if I didn't give him all my cash, he was calling the cops. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he just
all my cash.
Yeah. He hustled him. But he would have reason. He'd be like, "We saw him touching the money on stage, officer."
Yeah.
That's
we've got videos of it.
No, I tell you, let me call the cops. Tell them what you're threatening me with here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Then we'll go to Newport Richie, Florida. TJ's one of his earliest discoveries.
Mm.
At the Brass Flamingo. Bobby left a one-star review. "Do not go here. The front desk girl was very unprofessional and extremely unpleasant. Slow service, smelled like feet, and the dancers are a huge joke. I mean, you're better off eating wings at Hooters. You're going to see a lot more there. Overall, it's the worst strip club, hands down, and it all starts at the front desk. Good luck to anyone who wants to enjoy a night out. I highly recommend you pass on this one." One star.
So you see more at Hooters, eating wings at Hooters. Just like there, that's only the choice that you have to go. I mean, I'm trying to look at women. That's everywhere I'm going. I'm just out to look at women. So
Hooters. It's where you got to see it. I love those analogies. You're better off at the beach. You see more skin. So terrible. Then we'll go to Sunnyvale, California, at a place called Cheetahs. Michael left a one-star review. "All the girls just want money. They lie to you, cheat on you, and most of them have small boobs, too.
Ooh.
They say they want to get married and quit their job, but they'll just take your money and run. Girls give out fake numbers as well." One star.
You don't specific say. Much?
Really?
So he's trying to marry one. And she just ran off with his money and then gave him a fake number.
Gave him a fake number on top of it.
Yeah.
She would tell me she wanted to quit her job and get married. You dummy. Dummy. You fell for the oldest trick in the book. They're
what
there to.
Idiot.
Yeah, I mean, it's just beyond. And then he has got the nerve to leave. Like, it still hasn't clicked with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like,
and I'm the idiot.
They just took all my money and ran and gave me a fake number. Heads up, they give you fake numbers. Yeah, no shit. Like,
can you believe it?
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing?
And it's like he feels like that this is so out of the ordinary that he has to warn other guys. Yeah. I bet you nobody reading that stopped and went, oh my God, I had no idea. Yeah. Everybody that read that review said, of course, idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he thinks he's not the only one that's been taken like this.
It's just scammers and thieves.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the dumbest people ever. Then we'll go to the Spearmint Rhino in San Jose, California. This is one of, I don't know, we've done this hundreds of times. This is top five weirdest one-star strip club review ever. Mm-hmm. Jim left a one-star review. All Spearmint Rhino gentlemen's clubs in San Jose and all over the country will be closed down. The Spearmint Rhino Gentlemen's Club in Los Angeles committed identity theft on me by sending multiple viruses to my laptop, and they stole all of my credit cards and committed fraud and identity theft. All Spearmint Rhino strip clubs across the USA are tied into organized crime.
Oh, Lord.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ the Lord hates strip clubs and the abuse that you put your strippers through. Some of those strippers go to church and love Jesus. The wrath of God is upon all of you. Boycott Satan's strip clubs and all the demonic Spearmint Rhino strip clubs across the country. Illegal lap dancing and illegal sex will stop. In Jesus' name, amen. P.S.
Amen.
P.S. All 19 Spearmint Rhino strip clubs across the USA will be closed down by Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. One star.
What?
So how did they steal his stuff? By his being in there?
By sending me viruses to my laptop.
I know, but did he go in there?
I don't think so. Maybe he did it one time, but
maybe he sent me viruses. They know that he's on this crusade.
Yeah.
To shut him down, and he's claiming that's they're trying to get at him so he'll stop his mission.
Yeah.
And I want to know, when's the last time you wrote P.S.?
P.S.
A pen pal in fifth grade?
Yeah, or P.S. at least said P.S. after amen. I mean, that's amen. Something you never.
Yeah. That never comes up in a prayer.
Amen.
P.S. P.S. Forgot one thing. Our business manager, Adam, is a P.S. guy, but.
Is he? Oh, yeah. I've never seen him do P.S.
But he says it. Does he type it too?
Oh yeah, he'll type it too. Yeah.
P.S.
Pulls double duty with the P.S.s.
Mm-hmm.
Or P.P.S., which is what we would say after P.S. to our pen pal. Oh, P.P.S.
Yeah.
But so this guy, I'm going to do that from now on. Next time I'm saying the prayer before we eat, if you know when we're at a holiday or something, I'm going to say amen. And then when everybody goes to get their nap, because then I'm going to go, P.S.
Yeah. Puts their head back down. Gotcha.
Thank
it's
you.
It's the funniest thing.
You give us of our sins. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
P.S. Please watch over.
Do it on Thanksgiving when everyone's starving and ready to eat.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest.
Everyone will be like, wait, what just happened?
Yes, Lord.
I did remove one of his lines. He was talking very poorly about the mafia. And I was like, I don't even want to be on record saying anything about that. So
hell no.
Take that out.
Let's be on record saying, obviously, we do not believe these things that he says about Spearmint Rhino. We're not reporting them as fact. We're just reporting what he said, which we think is outrageously stupid.
Yeah, this guy seems crazy. I mean, he's talking about them sending viruses to his laptop. I mean, this is tinfoil hat stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So take it.
P.S.
P.S. P.P.S. We don't need Spearmint Rhino lawyers contacting us.
No.
We're on your side.
Yeah. TJ loves the mafia.
Yeah.
Love them.
They're great. We'll go to the Landing Strip in Lima, Ohio. John left a one-star review. I went in May and got hit with a brick from the roof that was collapsing.
What?
Shaking my damn head. One star. So.
What? That was it?
Yeah, that was a short one.
Yeah, be careful. Or wear a hard hat.
If you're
going to go see strippers over there, wear a hard hat.
Yeah.
Danger.
Yeah. So it wasn't really an indictment of their services rendered. It was more of the facilities that he had a problem with. Shaking my damn head.
With the obviously a brick ceiling.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The damn roof could collapse them. Crazy.
I got hit in a bar one time with something that fell off the ceiling.
Did you?
You remember we were at Atlantic Beach doing that event there with Bob 93.3, and we were out in that little bar by the pool and the beach, and a big wooden sign fell off it was hanging from the ceiling.
What?
And it fell off the ceiling and caught me in the side of the head and then hit my shoulder.
Ow.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it hurt.
Did you knock you down?
No, I mean, I caught myself on the bar, on the chair.
Holy cow.
But I mean, it was heavy, came down hard.
You should have sued them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it grazed the side of my head and my ear. But I mean, it hit solid on my shoulder.
Ow.
It's like I had a huge bruise right there.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. No. I thought you were there that year.
I think I was, but I don't remember that. I would remember you getting hit. I was out of my mind doing that.
Well, thank goodness it didn't knock you out.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
It would have if you were a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. Then we'll go to Holiday, Florida, at a place called Bear Assets. Jimmy left a one-star review. Quality girls, but they will rip you off. Go for a private dance, and that's all you'll get.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ladies say that the management won't let them do what you would want them to do. And management does peek in every 3 minutes or so. You want to look? Fine. But that's as far as it goes. I long for the old days at Desire. 1 star. This guy appears to be 70.
Yeah. He's like, what do you mean? They don't have prostitution no more back
here? You can't do nothing? Just sit here?
It's like times going, hey, you know, if I went, I went to Sonic and I ordered a cheeseburger and that's all I got.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't throw in the fries and a drink and a dessert, milkshake.
No.
Nothing like the old days.
No. Like that was it. Yeah. I don't know what he was expecting. Isn't Holiday, Florida where Disney World is? Is that Holiday, Florida?
No. That's Buena Vista. Isn't it? Buena Vista, Florida. Or
Kissimmee.
Oh, yeah.
Kissimmee.
And then we'll wrap up at the Silver Dollar Cabaret in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Mm.
And Silver Dollar, all I think about is that Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
One more Silver Dollar. In Fayetteville, Arkansas, John left a 1-star review. This place is the worst. They only had one girl. She was African-American, and she could dance like crazy on that pole. She was the best, all caps. I don't know who she was, but damn, she worked it. All the others, nasty. No butt, no boobs, hashtag disappointed. And the worst part, they don't even come to you when you got money in your mouth. 1 star.
The money in the mouth.
They don't even come to you.
Oh, man. Even my African-American dancer girl that I loved wouldn't come over when I had money in my mouth.
Come on. Hey, this don't do nothing for it. I mean.
Well, you can turn it the other way.
Did he do it? Do you do it out like that? I've never done that.
No, fold it up like you had it, lengthwise. You can fold it. And now put that in your teeth with it sticking out a long way. Yeah, like that.
Ew. Don't put money in your mouth. Money's dirty.
I know, it's so gross.
Yeah.
But you're right. How times have changed. I mean, you're not going to come over to me when I got money in my mouth? I mean,
won't even walk across the stage for a dollar no more. That's how bad inflation is. I bet if I was giving out eggs.
You bet.
Heck yeah.
It's Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Man.
Holy crap. So.
Can't get people nothing but a private dance in the private dance room.
She don't do nothing else.
Yeah, won't come take money out of your mouth.
No.
Plus, they probably don't want money that's got your spit all over it either.
I know. That's such a weird thing to
get
do.
Get out of here.
What did the girls do? Take it out with their mouth?
I guess that's what he was trying to get them to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fake kiss.
Yeah.
Like buying a kiss.
Yeah. Well, it might have been a quarter. I'm using a dollar. He said money in your mouth. It could have been a penny.
Yeah. And he could have had it rolled up really small. Just like, you barely see it.
Because
if she gets it, her lips going to have to touch mine.
Yeah.
She'll get it.
Little corner sticking out.
Come on, girl.
You see? She's like, nope.
I don't want that.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are fun. Those are the one-star strip club reviews.
Thank you, Brother Riggins.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video.
Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins Show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.